You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's another edition of the Mailbag here on DenverBroncos.com. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me. And let's get started with this question from Christopher Jackson, who wants to know, do the Broncos have enough up front with their current defensive linemen, and will they add more? Well, let's start with the three guys that you are pretty certain are going to be part of the rotation at defensive end. How about Vance Walker, who they brought in from Kansas City in the offseason in free agency, Malik Jackson and Derek Wolfe. Those are the big three right now. Wolfe and Jackson are your starters at ends, working at three technique and five technique. They seem pretty natural fits, and then Vance Walker has the flexibility to do both, and he can work in the rotation. Nose tackle is a bit more of a question, but right now, Sylvester Williams and Marvin Austin look like they have the inside track. Remember, Wade Phillips, the new defensive coordinator, doesn't really need big guys, 340, 350 at nose tackle. He wants guys who are agile. They can make plays in the pass rush. They can make plays against the run. They're not necessarily the kind of nose tackles who are going to occupy two blockers, but they can be effective. But to get a proper rotation, you really need two at each position. So you want six guys. I've mentioned five names. And that's where, if you look at free agency, you know, the Raiders released Antonio Smith this week, and he may well be a candidate that the Broncos bring in at some point. You know, he's out there, had a decent season with the Raiders, but not a natural fit as a 4-3 defensive tackle, but a very good 3-4 defensive end, working as a 5 technique, mainly also as a 3 technique. And in Houston, under defensive line coach Bill Kolar, of course now with the Broncos, and Wade Phillips, was an outstanding pass rusher, capitalizing on one-on-ones that were left for him because of all the attention paid to J.J. Watt and the edge rushers in Houston. So someone like Antonio Smith may be a good fit, but if the Broncos want to go young, they could draft a 3-4 defensive lineman. There's some good candidates in the draft, so I think they're going to address that one way or another and bolster the depth in the next few weeks. Our next question is from Twitter user Debbie Elliott Fisk, and she wants to know, do you think there is a chance the Broncos will re-sign Wes Welker at a reduced contract? There's a chance. I think it's one of those things that may play out over the next few weeks, but at the same time, you know, if you're Wes Welker, you haven't come back by now. You know, there's already been reports connecting him to the Green Bay Packers. Maybe his future is going to lie elsewhere. One thing you do know about the Broncos, they've got, you know, Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, both Pro Bowlers, but also Cody Latimer is a guy that they want to work in more and more. He was at the Duke University sessions with Peyton Manning in late March, early April, working on routes and timing to get up to speed. You know, with the reports that Demaryius Thomas is not going to take part in offseason workouts unless he signs a long-term deal or signs his franchise tender with the Broncos, then you're in a situation where Cody Latimer is going to get a lot more snaps. And don't forget, you know, you've got Owen Daniels and the re-signed Virgil Green at tight end. The Broncos are going to use a fullback a little more because of Gary Kubiak's offense and what he likes to emphasize. So because of that, I'm not really sure there's the same type of role for a slot receiver. And then when the Broncos do need a slot guy, you can go Demaryius Thomas and Cody Latimer on the outside, and you can have Emmanuel Sanders on the inside because that's what he did very well in Pittsburgh, and he has that skill set to bounce between the inside and the outside. So thanks for your questions, and as always, if you want to get in on next week's mailbag, go to Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and use the hashtag AskMace, or you can go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.